This week on Midwest Week, as fall begins, a look back at the summer season for the River Bandits. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times. So, Steve, on the field, it wasn't a real successful season for the River Bandits. What happened?
No, this is a team that finished about 12 games under 500 for the season, one of the probably the worst record in 6 or 7 years here in the Quad Cities. It was a team that was really inconsistent. They got off to a very poor start, 2-10 right out of the chute, and then they lost 17 of their last 21 games to kind of finish it on a low note as well. In between, they were fairly competitive, but that early slump and just the inability to sustain things over the course of the season. The longest win streak was 4 games, which is pretty unusual. They never really had a monster losing streak, but they just simply never were able to get to a level and play fairly consistently.
Were many players called up? Would that have been one of the causes of the problem?
There were a number. 20 guys actually were promoted out of Quad Cities to Lancaster, which is the Astros High A affiliate in the California League. 4 of those players actually, by the end of the season, advanced to Corpus Christi, which is the AA affiliate of Houston. So the development part of the process was working. There were guys who were getting better, mastering things at this level, and as much as fans don't like that part of the component, you know, the better players, you know, did move on. Kyle Tucker, who was the number 5 overall pick in the 2015 draft, was hitting about 300 here when he was promoted in August. Miles Straw was a draft pick from a year ago, 13th round, I believe, who ended up hitting 374, was here until really about 2 to 3 weeks before the end of the season before he was promoted. You know, so there were certainly some talented guys who came through here during this season, and many of those talented guys were elevated late in the year. What that left behind were some guys who are younger guys right out of this past year's college draft, many of which I would suspect we'll see starting the season here next year.
Now, can we give some credit to other teams in the Midwest League? Clinton, for example, that had a really good season?
They had a terrific season, yeah. They won 90 games for the first time ever. It was a team that reached the Midwest League Championship Series before losing to Great Lakes, the Dodgers affiliate. The Mariners did a terrific job of putting some talent in there and keeping it there. They didn't have a lot of movement within their roster from start to finish. Quad Cities had 4 position guys that were here from start to finish this year. Clinton started the year, I think, with 14 or 15 guys back, and a number of those guys were still kind of here when the season ended from a position standpoint. They had a lot of turnover on their pitching staff, but they had a terrific season, and that certainly is a factor. Other teams are out competing and trying to bring in good guys as well. The Mariners, not unlike the Astros the last couple of years, their lack of success at the big league level translates to talent at the minor league level, and that's kind of baseball's great equalizer. And the fans in Clinton certainly benefited from having some really good players through there.
Now, what about attendance at Modern Woodman Park this year, Steve? Was it a good season for the River Bandits?
They ended up with about 237,000. It was a number that was down a little bit from 2015. Some of that can be placed on weather. There were a couple of there was some wet weather throughout the season. It was a pretty rainy summer in the region, and it also got ungodly hot in late July, and that did factor in. They had a couple of major promotions that have drawn traditionally well over time that simply didn't attract the number of people because it was too hot for folks to really want to come out and enjoy a night a late afternoon at the ballpark, depending upon the day.
And now, whatever the problems the rain might have caused, Steve, you and I remember not too many years ago when it would have been much worse than that, right?
Yeah, they certainly have done a nice job, both the city of Davenport and the River Bandits, kind of working in harmony there to create a field that can handle water. There have been some upgrades in drainage and tiling and that type of thing that beyond the flood protection that when the river gets a little out of control, that kind of saves the park now. There have been some internal things that make the field a little more playable when those rainy situations do arise. If you have a wet couple of weeks, you're not necessarily in danger of losing games now the way they were a couple of years ago.
Now, do you think the other amenities at Modern Woodman Park add much to attendance? I mean, do people say, okay, I'll go to the game if there's a Ferris wheel and a zip line or something like that?
I think it adds to the family atmosphere at the park. And I have talked with folks who come here specifically because it gives their kids something to do beyond watching baseball. And if you've got little ones, it's an option that, you know, nine innings of baseball some nights can be a little taxing for some youngsters.
And some of us old people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the chance to get up and just walk around the circumference of the stadium is something that appeals to a lot of fans. And the fact that there are other amenities, the Ferris wheel, the zip line, the bumper cars, those kinds of things, they do seem to have an impact, and they certainly do seem to be busy while the games are going on.
Now, how about the affiliation with Houston? How's that going?
It has been extended. The River Bandits and the Astros have signed on for two more years of a marriage that is now 4 years in. Houston folks like it here. They like having a team in the Midwest League. It gives them a chance to develop players in weather that they'll have to compete in if they get to the big leagues, specifically in the spring when, certainly Houston is a warmer climate. But, there are games played in Cleveland and Minneapolis as well, and this helps prepare those guys. It's part of the development process, and they like being in this league.
Now, what about, say, the Cardinals and Cubs and some of those closer teams? Do you think it made a difference when we were affiliated with, say, the Cardinals not that many years ago?
I think certainly the Cardinals fans in the area took advantage of the opportunity to come down and watch their prospects on a regular basis. There was a lot of red in the stands at that time. I think what's happened, they went to Peoria, which is closer to St. Louis, and the Cubs are now in South Bend. There's no question that a regional tie benefits a minor league team, but I think the attendance numbers here the last couple of years, along with quality teams, certainly have helped draw a good number of people through the gates at Modern Woodman Park.
And remind us once again, Steve, what is the exact sort of deal between the city, Main Street Baseball, and Houston? How's that set up?
Yeah, the local club has the deal with the city of Davenport. The city of Davenport owns the stadium. The River Bandits lease it from the city of Davenport. They pay a pretty good price for it. I believe it's $273,000 per year, something in that ballpark. Mm-hmm. Pardon the pun. But it's one of those things that it's a give-and-take type situation, and it's a long-term lease, 25 years, and they're probably about 10 to 12 years into it right now with the current ownership group. Houston's deal is with the River Bandits. They simply provide the talent, the coaching staff. They pay for the salaries for those folks are all paid by Houston. The front office staff here, they're paid by the local club, and it's, they're working for the folks here in the community. Houston has its own players that they move in and out, as we've seen, as frequently as they choose to do so, and they're simply providing the talent.
And have you heard anything about next year, Steve, for the River Bandits?
Well, I think probably, there will be some more amenities to be announced.
More rides of some sort?
I think that's certainly a possibility. In talking with Dave Heller, the owner of the team late in the season, he's anxious to reinvent the wheel on an annual basis. And I would suspect that probably more and new and different things will be waiting for fans in 2017.